Hey, this is Mark A. Altman, creator and executive producer of Pandora, and welcome to Unboxing Pandora, a weekly podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the new series that debuts on Tuesday, July 16th on the CW and around the world. Each week, we'll visit with your favorite Pandora cast and crew members and get an insider look at the making of this exciting new sci-fi series. And for more bonus content, don't forget to visit us on Twitter and Instagram at CW Pandora or hashtag PandoraCW and Pandora Writers. Now, let's open the box on Pandora. Hey, this is Mark A. Altman, showrunner and executive producer of Pandora with the Pandora Podcast. And I'm here with Martin Bob Semple.
Hello.
And Martin, of course, as you know, plays Thomas Ross on Pandora. So, my gosh, how did you end up? Tell us a little bit about how you got the role in the show. What's the story? What's your story?
So, I got a call from my agent, as you do, and I basically, she asked me if, you know, I wanted to go up for this role. Seemed really cool. There's this new CW show. I was like, yeah, sure, of course. So then I get the email, go through the scenes, and immediately I was like, yes, finally a character that isn't like.
Oh, somebody's at the door. Who could it be? It sounds like Sophie. What does Sophie want?
I did it again, right?
What, you interrupted the podcast again? This is you're like a regular guest on the show every time.
If you want to be a special guest, you can just ask.
I know. No, but I asked her if she wanted to, and she's like, no.
No, no.
I do not want to be on your show. I do not. But, you know, marketing and publicity is a very important part of being an actor. Just telling you. Just saying. What can we do for you, Miss Sophie?
What's up?
Where's she going? She's slowly zippering the zipper is going slowly down. On the tent, okay. I might say.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Thanks for stopping by. That was Sophie, everyone.
Sophie's great. But yeah, so then I read through the scenes and I'm like, yes, finally a character where, you know, something where I always normally get auditions for, you know, playing like 16 or 17 or, you know, like right. Just roles that are great, but there was something missing from a lot of the roles. So I was like, okay, finally somebody with a little bit of, like, not a little bit, but like a lot of depth, and you know, that I can kind of really, really, really dig into. I was like, yeah, perfect. Read through the scenes, loved it. Went for the audition, and me and the casting director went through all of the scenes, and he didn't give me any notes. So I was like, I don't know if that's good or if that's bad.
Rob Kelly?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Went through all the scenes, and you know, yeah, it was great, great audition. I was like, but I don't know how it went. I don't know if it went well, I don't know if it went bad. So about 2 weeks go by, and I'm like, okay, I might as well forget about this because, you know, I would have heard something back by
right
now.
Right, sure.
And then maybe like we have to be quiet because they're filming on set.
They're filming on set. Hunting rabbit.
So I'm like, yeah, I might as well forget about this because, you know, normally I would have heard something by now. Then about a week after that, a week and a bit after that, my agent calls me and I'm on my way to an audition. And she calls me and she goes, hi, like, just want to check in, like, how are you? How's everything? I'm like, yeah, it's great. And then she's like, so I just want to let you know that you've booked Pandora. I was like, what? Like, how? I was like, I've auditioned once, like, how is that possible? And she was like, yeah, like, you know, like, they love you for the role, and like, it's going to be shooting in Bulgaria, so just to let you know that, you know, keep the next 14 weeks free because you're going to be going out there. And I was like, amazing. And I was like, I was on the train, so I had to kind of contain my excitement, but I had to kind of keep quiet about it. I was like, yeah,
that's so cute.
But yeah, I couldn't really scream.
And
yeah,
you know what's so great is, I mean, you never know when you go to a far off land to shoot what the other people are going to be like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and the rest of the cast have bonded so
from the first night. Yeah. From the first night. As soon as I met, I remember when I landed, I came straight to the studio to have a fitting. And as soon as I got here, everybody was so welcoming, so nice. The first cast member I met was Ben. And as me and him got back in the car to go back to the apartment, and it was, straight away, you know, I felt like we'd been friends for ages. Like we were, it was great. And then who did I meet after that? I think then we had the dinner that night.
Right, we had the cast dinner.
Yeah, we had, it was me, John, Ben, and then like the rest of you guys, so like Steve, you, Chris, and it was great. Like I felt like we'd already become like a little family, and it was absolutely amazing. And then when I met everybody else, food was great. Can't complain about that. The food here is actually pretty good. And then when I met everybody else, literally we all gelled so nicely, so well, which is something you aren't always blessed to be able to say, that you can, you know, gel with all of your cast members. So the fact that we all get along so well and we're all like a big family already is amazing, and it's only like the third week.
Well, I love it because, you know, you guys play close friends in the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that you don't have to fake
it.
This affection that you have for each other is so nice.
It's great.
Which is much like the cast of Star Trek The Next Generation, where they all really loved each other, unlike the original Star Trek, where they didn't.
And I feel like you can see it on screen as well. You can see when, you know, people are genuinely bonding, and so you don't have to, like you said, you don't have to fake it. We don't have to fake that we actually like each other and that we're actually getting along. So,
well, I'm going to embarrass you now because I'm going to ask you to share, and you're probably sick of telling it, the wasabi story.
Oh,
because the world wants to know about,
absolutely,
you know, absolutely, what happened there with the wasabi.
Absolutely.
So if you would be so kind.
Absolutely. Okay. So, me and my wonderful castmates are at this great restaurant. It's a sushi restaurant, so I'm not really a sushi eater, if that's what you call it. Like, I've never really been that into sushi, but they were like, yeah, we want to go to this really cool restaurant. I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I'm in Bulgaria, why not? So, go to this restaurant. I'm looking through the menu. I'm like, okay, I don't really know what to get here, but let's just wing it. So, there's this great thing that says, it's basically like, I think it's like a seaweed wrap with just like rice, and then there's avocado on the side. So I'm like, great, yes, perfect. So I order it, comes on this amazing plate, you know, it's dressed up really nicely, and then there's this there's two little dressings on the side, and I'm like, oh great, so this is my avocado, perfect. So I'm eating my sushi. It's great, by the way. The sushi was amazing at this place. I think it was Sasa called. Yeah, no, great food, amazing.
So when Bulgaria, please visit.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, I'm like, okay, let me. I'm like, I haven't had my avocado yet. I'm like, oh gosh. So, pick up my last bit of sushi. This is my last bit, by the way. My last piece of sushi. Pick up my last piece of sushi. Dip it into what I thought was the avocado, but it turns out that it was a big chunk of wasabi. So now I'm eating this sushi with what I think is avocado, but it turns out that it's wasabi, and my whole mouth is on fire. Like, on fire.
I think of those cartoon characters with the fire
and then
steam starts coming out of the ears.
Yeah. And that was exactly what it felt like, and I just kind of had to sit there and contain myself. Because I couldn't spit it out. I was like, this is rude, I can't do that.
Right.
So I literally had to sit there, eat it, and I hadn't really talked for a while, so everyone kind of looked at me and was like, Martin, are you alright? And I was like, guys, whatever this is, it is not good, because it was, they were like, Martin, that's wasabi. I was like, oh my god, because like, I didn't
nobody
know.
Thought to warn you, like John Kim,
nobody thought to warn me, because obviously I'm guessing, yeah, it's all John Kim's fault. It's
of course, it always
Kim's
is John
fault. Always,
Kim's fault,
always,
right?
Always. So yeah, so now, and I went to a restaurant last night actually with John and Ben, and I got chicken with like avocado drizzle, and I had to double check. I was like,
make
this
sure
is
it wasn't
definitely
wasabi.
This is definitely avocado, right? Just so I know. And I like picked it up, I smelt it, I like nibbled a little bit just to make sure it wasn't wasabi, because I'm actually a little bit traumatized. It's not a joke.
Clearly, so, you have PTSD from the wasabi incident, which you unfortunately have to keep reliving because people
absolutely.
Keep asking you about it. Like,
I mean, it's a good story, but at my expense.
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah.
So, are you a science fiction fan at all, or I mean?
Not a huge fan, but I used to be a massive Doctor Who fan when I was a kid. I grew up in the era when David Tennant was the Doctor.
Oh yeah.
So that was great for me. I used to watch it every Sunday night religiously. But in terms of sci-fi, I've never really been a huge sci-fi fan, but I love how, for example, the graphics that I've seen already looks great, so I'm really excited to see it, and like I love how like the art kind of meets the like the artificial world meets like the real world. I love that kind of stuff. I think it's really cool, it's really really cool, but I suppose I should really dive into the sci-fi world.
No, maybe not. I mean, this is like more grounded type of science fiction.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my question, you know, obviously getting back to Doctor Who, it's so funny because I guess David Tennant's your favorite doctor, huh?
Well, yeah.
And it shows the age difference between us because, of course, my favorite was Tom Baker.
Okay. You know, so,
David Tennant was great. I mean,
he was great.
When I was doing Librarians, Dean Devlin was the executive producer of that show and the showrunner, and he's a huge Doctor Who fan, and then went on to cast David in one of his movies, and David's just a lovely guy.
David's great.
Cool. And then what do you do in Bulgaria when you're not filming?
Go to the gym.
Yeah.
Eat.
Yes, I know. That's a feeling.
But the gyms here are quite small. Every gym that I've been to is quite small. Right? Yeah. And I don't know why that is. I really don't know why that is.
Are the people small? I mean, like, I see tall people.
Yeah, there's a
couple. I don't get it.
I don't know, because the type of gym that we go to, so there's quite a lot of bodybuilders that go there. Oh. And I'm like, you guys are these big bodybuilders.
Guys like to keep in shape
gym.
Here.
Yeah, no, they do.
All the guys are always all worked out and all buff.
Big guys, but pretty much we've gone on a couple of tours, a couple of walking tours. We like to just kind of take a stroll, see, like, everything is within a 10-minute walk away,
or
like
a 15-minute
drive away.
It's such a great walking city.
Yeah, so it's great.
And it's so beautiful because you have all this pre-Soviet architecture, and then you have when, you know, they were part of the Warsaw Pact and then post the wall falling, and it's just such an interesting mix of old and new.
You've got like really, really old buildings from like the 1800s, but then right next to it you can have like the most modernist building that was built like 2 years ago. It's great. It's
and have
great.
You seen the Roman ruins, like they when they were excavating to build the subway, they found all these Roman ruins,
and they've like built to protect them, they've built like new bricks on top of them, and there's like a line where you can see where the old bricks were. It's great.
And then you've been on a couple of locations. We've been out on Sofia University and we've been there, and that's
great. It's place really great. Looks super futuristic, so it obviously fits in with the show, but it's the building itself, I think they said, was built in the 1800s. But then you've got a room like what we were filming in, which is super modern and like brand new. It's great. It's amazing.
And that's what I like. You know, I really wanted to do with the show was have the old sit alongside the new, because that's real.
Realism.
You know, it's like you could go to Harvard or Yale, these classic colleges, and they have all these buildings that, you know, were when it was, you know, hundreds of years old, right?
Yeah.
And but then the new dormitories are super modern, and they sit side by side.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted that to be, you know, Europe's not going to suddenly tear down all these classic edifices.
Yeah, of course.
You know, when they start building new buildings. That's only Los Angeles. We only do that in Los Angeles. So it's really cool that way.
Yeah, no, it's great. I love it. Yeah. I love the scenery here. It's great. And the mountains as well. We still need to do a hike, which we haven't managed to do.
Yeah,
yet,
the Vatosha Mountains.
We will do that at some point.
That'd be fun.
Because it looks like some really fun hikes out here, so we will definitely be doing that.
I'll tell you, if I wasn't using these weekends to rewrite and do all this other stuff, look at cuts, I would love to travel because, of course, we're in the heart of Europe, and Greece is so close.
About an hour away.
Paris and
absolutely.
Germany and absolutely. You know, just all these great European capitals. And
absolutely.
It's, I'm sure you guys will do a lot more. I want to try and do that. And then, you know, you didn't even mention one of the first things we did when you got here, which was super fun, is we all went to go see Endgame.
I was actually really upset because Endgame came out the day before I flew out here.
Oh.
So I was like, I'm not going to get to see Endgame. Because for some reason, I thought that they didn't have movie theaters here, which is dumb of me. But for some reason, I was like, we're going to be in the middle of nowhere. There's going to be no movie theaters. But no, we went to see Endgame, and it was great. It was a good little bonding experience for all of us. That's one thing that I was like, I need to see. And I was staying off Twitter, staying off Instagram, so I didn't get any spoilers.
We managed to avoid them. We started pretty early, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it was good because the Bulgarian commercials were pretty funny that we couldn't understand.
Oh, no, see, I was late, so I didn't...
I missed the commercials. But it was great. It was a good theater, really good theater.
It was.
And then we went to Mr. Really Pizza.
Mr. Pizza, which, by the way, sells everything else.
You were so
and
funny.
Pizza. Like, they sell everything in there. Like, they had the menu was about 2 pages pizza and about 15 pages meat, salads.
I know.
Like everything else.
You
yeah.
felt they sent, you sold you sold you a bill of goods. You're like, they should call this place Mr. Pasta.
Yeah. And then Oliver was like, you can't order pasta in Mr. Pizza. And it made me feel kind of bad. I was like, yeah, you're right.
He but can
like,
do that.
There's so much here. And then he ended up getting the pasta.
Yeah.
He ended up ordering pasta.
After he guilted you about that. So I wanted to ask you too, you know, so tomorrow I understand is the big beginning of your big Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Yes. I've never played Dungeons & Dragons before. Mm-hmm. Never even heard of the game, really, before.
Never heard of it,
nope,
really.
Not before coming here. So, yeah, I'm still picking a character at the moment. Still picking a character. Still, I don't really know if I want to be... I think I'm going to be a gnome.
A gnome.
And then tomorrow, we'll see. It's our big quest. We begin tomorrow.
The quest begins. I know. Your dungeon tomorrow. Master
yep.
or game master is Chris Gossett, the yep. director of an upcoming episode.
Chris Pedro Gossett.
Yeah, indeed. And Chris is a character, and he's so modest because of course he created the Eisner Award-winning comic book, The Red Star, and it's sort of an alternate future and won all kinds of awards. It was very successful, but he's very modest, and I'm sure he'll be a great dungeon master.
Yeah. He seems pretty on it already, which is great. So I think we'll all have a great time.
Well, I love that, you know, one of the most famous Dungeons & Dragons players of all time is Oliver's aunt, Dame Judi Dench.
Which is like a crazy fact in itself.
It is.
That his aunt is Judi Dench. But, she's a famous Dungeons & Dragons player.
Well, and I love that he plays sort of a secret agent in this. And then, you know, his aunt is M.
Yeah,
was
M. M was M.
Spoiler
was
alert.
M. Spoiler was alert. M. If you haven't seen Skyfall, but yeah. She, I was really upset when she, you know, if you haven't seen Skyfall, then stop listening
Skyfall,
now. Stop
you
listening.
Know, then
stop
you're
listening.
Just a loser because
do you know what I mean?
It came out like 6-8
years
ago.
Yeah,
I mean, there's already been a Bond movie since, and another Bond movie coming out. So
exactly.
I don't want to hear, you know, you haven't seen Skyfall.
But yeah, no, I was really upset when she died. That's really upsetting.
It's sad.
It was really sad, and she did it so well, obviously.
Yeah, she does everything well, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, of course. But yeah, no, that was really sad, man. Really, really sad. I left the cinema like, oh my gosh, like we've lost like a major part of like the James Bond world.
Yeah, for sure.
But
although I was a big Bernard Lee fan, who was the original M. And I remember when he died, you know, he died in real life, and so he stopped doing James Bond movies, obviously, because he wasn't alive. But I missed him. But then, you know, it wasn't until Dame Judi Dench that there really was another great M, because they had a succession of sort of mediocre character actors who weren't very good. But Judi Dench was fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah, she's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I want to see her new film as well, Red Joan. I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
So. And she apparently, I guess, played Dungeons & Dragons with Vin Diesel on the set of Rick.
Yes.
So we're continuing a great tradition.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And hopefully we do it justice.
It's funny. David Toohey directed that movie, and I had a friend who... I remember we went to go see The Arrival, which was a David Toohey movie. Low-budget B science fiction movie with Ron Silver.
Yeah.
And he went up to David Toohey after the screening, and it's the guy who's a producer now on The Simpsons, very successful. Mm-hmm. But he goes to David Toohey, he goes... Man, that was, and he meant this as a compliment. That is the greatest B movie I've ever seen, and he meant it like, because it is. It's a B, and David Toohey was not having it. He did not like that at all.
Took it the wrong way.
He took it the wrong way, indeed he did. But are you excited about the future for your character in the show?
Absolutely. I know nothing past episode 3.
Me neither.
At the moment.
No, I actually know a few more things.
I'm excited to see where he goes, where he takes... Because it does say in like his description that, you know, he wants to be a fighter pilot, but, you know, his fate kind of chimes in and he discovers his true his true identity and his true abilities. So I want to kind of see where he goes and what happens with him and what he kind of decides to do or what decides to kind of take him over and where he decides to go. So it's pretty exciting.
I mean, that's the thing we all want to do is like whatever the audience's expectations are of a character, to have them change and evolve, and that's the worst thing you do on a show is when characters, you know, never change and just stay in place.
Absolutely. You know, it's important to have like an arc and have a journey, and you know, everybody have their own sort of pathway throughout the season, which I think is important. So
hopefully through many seasons.
Absolutely.
Anyway, well, it's been great talking to you, Martin. Thanks for...
Thank you so much.
...stepping off set so that we can have this little conversation.
Been working so hard, you know?
And we're here with two of our lovely guest stars who are sitting here very quietly.
Okay, wait. It was Milena? But you're Lena's close. Right though.
Lena, yeah.
And Adriana. Yeah. See.
Oh,
see?
Very good. Look
see,
at
I'm
that.
Learning.
You're
I'm
good
learning.
With the names.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. That's good. Well, thank you. They were very patient and quiet while
yes,
you were doing your interview.
Very interesting.
What was the most interesting thing that Martin talked about?
Yeah.
Story.
Oh, I knew it. How did I know? How did I know?
It all comes down to the wasabi story.
The wasabi story. I'm never going to live that down. Ever.
No, you're not,
your
not ever.
Preference in restaurants and city tours. That's what I was mm-hmm. curious about. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what we found, which we love. Remember that we didn't mention this, was we found the one really great Mexican restaurant in Bulgaria.
Yeah. What was that called again?
Taco Teca.
Yes.
Oh, it's really good, too.
It is good.
I've been there twice.
It is good. Yeah,
Taco Teca.
And I mean, coming from London, I mean, obviously we've got Mexican restaurants, but obviously coming from LA, there's amazing Mexican restaurants.
Yeah, there are
right?
few.
So for him
yeah.
to say it's good, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
it
we
was,
don't
it
have
was,
Chipotle
it was good food.
Here. So.
No, you don't.
Yes. We have one in Covent Garden in London, and it's great.
That's good.
But then we've also got this place called Tortilla as well, which is pretty much the exact same as Chipotle, but it's meant to Chipotle.
I like Chipotle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
yeah,
for me,
Chipotle's
I have lunch there a lot, because I can get rice and chicken. It's healthy.
Yeah.
It's quick. It's
yeah.
good. You know.
Yeah.
And
get
yeah,
your
that's,
greens.
That's I will be getting that when I get back.
Mm-hmm,
definitely,
mm-hmm.
But Taco Teca was good.
It was,
although
good.
They had tiny bowls of nachos. It would not work in LA. They give you these little
the
portions are very
yeah.
small.
Yeah,
yeah. Getting used
yeah.
to that was a little, especially with the chips. It's
yeah.
it's not much, but yeah. Well, this has been fun. And now, if anyone is thinking
fun.
Of coming to Bulgaria. And,
I would recommend it.
They now know where to go eat. They know to
yeah.
go to Coda.
And be careful of the wasabi, honestly.
And be careful. That, yeah, it can catch you. It can get you. And then also, we're going to be announcing soon, we're going to be doing a big attempt to, not attempt, we are. We're going to raise money for a charity.
Yes.
We're going to help benefit homeless dogs and cats here
yeah.
In Bulgaria.
That's,
so we're going to be
thing, yeah.
raising
so.
Money. So you keep listening to the podcast, and we'll give you updates on how you can win some really cool Pandora or bid on some really cool Pandora auction items that will benefit local charities here in Bulgaria. Because it's very important to all of us
yeah.
to take care of the animals and help them. It's a tough life for some of them. So
yeah,
we want to do what we can, give back to the
yeah.
country that's been so good to us so far.
Yeah, and I suppose they don't have like the dogs trust and things here where they can like house the homeless dogs and look after
Well, they
them.
Have a couple of private government charities, but a couple of private charities.
Yeah.
So we found one that we're going to announce soon
oh,
that
brilliant.
We want to make, you know, start making some donations
yeah,
to and get them
good.
Some well needed help. So
yeah,
anyway,
absolutely.
Well, Martin, thank you.
Thank you.
And
so
thank
much.
You, our special guest
thank
stars,
you.
As
thank
well,
you.
For joining
you.
Us. And we'll see you next time on the Pandora podcast. And meanwhile, you can watch Pandora on the CW in the United States.
Yes,
and you can watch it on a lot of other places throughout the world. So,
absolutely.
But as we're recording this, I don't know who they are. So, anyway, thanks for joining us. And we will see you soon. Bye.
We should make a theme tune for this.
A theme tune.
Yeah.
You want to try?
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wow, yeah, that's gonna yeah, they're gonna love that. They're not tuning
yes.
out of the podcast now. So but okay, well we'll work on that theme song and we'll get back to you next time with hopefully an even more exciting,
a more refined theme tune.
Perhaps indeed.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well take care, good night, and
ciao.
We'll yes, as we say here in Bulgaria,
ciao.
Ciao.